Let's talk about leveling up your investment game and bringing stability to your portfolio. I want to introduce you to Phoenix American Hospitality. In this wild stock market, every day, hardworking Americans like you and me, we're sick and tired of watching our money disappear. So take a minute and visit Phoenix American Hospitality at PAHinvest.com. Led by experts in the industry, Phoenix American Hospitality buys and then maximizes the profits of world-renowned hotel brands like Marriott, Hilton, and Hyatt. While the rest of America deals with the yo-yo market, Phoenix American Hospitality has paid their REIT investors more than 12% in annualized profits. And it only takes a minimum investment of $5,000 to access their lucrative portfolio. So capitalize on the travel boom and take charge of your financial future. Visit PAHinvest.com today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results.
Gatorade. Studied, tested, proven. With over 50 years in the making, it's scientifically researched and game-tested to help replace the electrolytes you lose in sweat. Buy two Gatorades for $4.75 at 7-Eleven today.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
When the Trump indictment came down, I had some family members actually out of the country. They were vacationing out of the country. When they got back, I said, hey, you've been watching any news? And they gleefully told me no. We tuned out. We kind of tried to enjoy ourselves. So really had no idea about what was going on. They were out of the country. So they had no idea what was going on back home in the United States. So when I told them about what happened with Trump, that he was indicted, he became the first president in history to be indicted by the political party, the opposite political party that was in power, and that president being the front runner, former president being the front runner, and the upcoming presidential sweepstakes. And the response from my family member was, that's bullshit. Yeah, it is. And I think the majority of Americans recognize how much BS it is. So I've been looking for ways to explain it to the folks who are not really paying attention or who may be on vacation. I don't think it's an accident. This was announced when we found out that Beijing Biden was selling out America's foreign policy for a payday. I don't think it's at all coincidental. But I've been looking for some simple ways to explain the case against President Trump. And J.D. Rucker at Liberty Daily put this out, and I think it's as good an explanation as any. Famed attorney Robert Barnes has one of the most interesting Twitter accounts for politics. It's not just what he posts himself, which is often very informative. It's also what he finds and retweets that grabs my attention. He retweeted the thread below by Matt Beebe that delivers an analysis of the indictment of President Donald J. Trump. It offers insight into what powers the president possesses over classified documents and what are relevant to what we're seeing today. Deep dive on the classified document fiasco. The entire classification scheme is a control system established by executive order and therefore applicable only to people below the president of the United States. As CINC, Trump was, that's commander-in-chief, folks. As CINC, Trump was entitled to do anything with classified material while president. Let that sink in. Surely he would be subject to impeachment for any illegal misuse, but his authority is inherent in the constitutional position, and there are no statutory restrictions that apply to him. Note the Atomic Energy Act, which established a separate classification and control scheme for certain U.S. nuclear secrets, purports to also apply to POTUS. But But this actually presents interesting separation of powers issues that aren't so cut and dry. It's not relevant in this case, though. The primary classification scheme promulgated by executive order also prescribes a mechanism where classified material can be declassified. Declassification doesn't change the nature of the information. It changes the control system and procedures applicable to the information, which are obligatory to non-POTUS actors. POTUS, President of the United States. Again, this process is not binding on the President of the United States. Otherwise, his power as Commander-in-Chief is dependent on, is dependent and conditional, not inherent. Think about it. If he has the inherent power to do whatever he wants with it, does he need to allow a process that he controls? Yeah, let me stop it right there. The classification is determined by the president. So he's the one who makes a determination. He controls the process. It applies to those under President of the United States, which is everybody in the government. Does his compliance with every jot and tittle of a process that he controls impair his right to determine the disposition of that material? No, it can't, or it's not a power inherent to the presidency. Trump's ham-handed explanation of this as thinking it declassified, notwithstanding, and his inability to clearly articulate the finer points of the classification and control system and how it interacts with Article II powers doesn't make it any less true. This brings us to the Presidential Records Act and subsequent case law, which clearly grants the president unilateral authority to determine what he keeps as a personal record. Wait, it seems like a disaster waiting to happen. How can he be allowed to keep material that might still be marked classified or a subsequent administration might decide to control differently? It's quite a minefield with a bunch of interrelated gotchas. And that's the quandary that the PRA sought to avoid by granting a former POTUS clarity and wide latitude surrounding his records. To be sure, there are national security implications with a president of the United States keeping material that remains sensitive or a subsequent administration might deem subject to different classification and control rules. This is why the NARA has SCIFs. This is why presidential libraries have SCIFs. This is why a former president identifies records custodians who receive continued security clearances. And this is why former presidents are generally granted security clearances. Biden administration refused to grant Trump a clearance, by the way. Bottom line, there is no legal basis for any of the mishandling, wrongful possession claims, and any bona fide national security concerns presented are able to be handled amicably through various procedures, which then brings us to the obstruction claims. I'm somewhat disappointed in his apparent willingness to play games with NARA, DOJ, who were clearly out to get him, not to preserve presidential records. My sense is that he really didn't know what he had, what he still had, wanted to personally filter the material, and was assured he could consider them all personal records, so he handled the initial NARA DOJ requests unseriously. And I am troubled by his alleged comment to his lawyer, which was essentially, Hillary had liars for lawyers, and they made her problems go away, wink, wink, which, by the way, we only know about because of the unconstitutional piercing of the attorney-client privilege. But you can't obstruct justice unless there's an underlying crime, which there isn't here. Folks, we talk about this and the implications of the weaponization of our government against one political party. Amber Athey of The Spectator comes your way on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, I want to get right to Amber Athey, Washington editor at The Spectator and a senior Blankley fellow at the Steamboat Institute. Previously covered the White House for the Daily Caller, and she's the author of The Snowflakes Revolt, How Woke Millennials Hijacked American Media. I've been discussing, Amber Athey, this situation we find ourselves in, which I believe is going to set this country on a collision course for a conflict that I think that all of us have been jonesing to have, to be quite frank, for a while. We now have it confirmed that a sitting administration has utilized government to take out the front runner of those of the opposition party that would challenge them. What are your thoughts on this day?
I just think it's not surprising. Unfortunately, as soon as the Biden administration got underway and AG Merrick Garland took over the Justice Department, it was quite obvious that this was going to be completely hyper-politicized and used as a weapon against not just Trump, but every normal American who opposes the progressive left agenda. I mean, consider the fact that the Justice Department has been going after faithful Catholics, has been going after pro-life activists, has been going after parents who protest school board meetings. Is it really any surprise that they would use this to go after the former president, who is the biggest challenge to Biden's ability to transform our country? I mean, this is them pulling out all the stops, not just against Trump, but again, against every conservative American. That's why Biden repeatedly talks about white supremacy as the greatest threat to the United States. Tucker said it best last night in his monologue when he talked about the fact that they use white supremacy as a tool to target anyone who disagrees with their political agenda, because it's such a vague charge that they can basically weaponize it against anyone because it doesn't actually mean anything. So if you're a white American, all of a sudden you're a white supremacist, and that's how they take you out. So
right. But this, hey, wait, they accuse me, your liberty loving Latino, of pushing white supremacy. They accuse Larry Elder, who's a black man, of pushing white supremacy. What they're really saying is, those of you who oppose socialism and communism, they're saying you are white supremacy, because unless you're a communist or a socialist, then you're not a white supremacist. So if you oppose our collectivist mindset, that makes you a white supremacist. This is the insane talking points that only Democrats and never Trumpers are stupid enough to buy.
Exactly. And they make up these charges of white supremacy against individuals who actually commit crimes. For example, there was a Latino man who shot up a school. He was accused of having white supremacist thoughts. There was an immigrant who rammed into the White House with his car, and he was accused of being a white supremacist. So they're just trying to elevate this threat intentionally, yeah, to try to take out, you know, normal Americans. But this Trump prosecution is obviously politicized, because Biden had documents, thousands of documents, in his various residences.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Before
he didn't even have the ability to declassify them.
Yeah. Before we go on from that, just one more point of what you were saying. Because on the cultural side of this, if you oppose a Democrat, you're a white supremacist, right? But the left has been doing this kind of thing for a long time. If you opposed Black Lives Matter riots, you were a Nazi. They call Andy Ngo, an Asian gay man, they call him a Nazi because he opposed their beatings, their arson, their mob-like mentality, their looting. So he was called a Nazi. And anybody who, this is what the left does. If you oppose them, they just call you a name. They call you a Nazi. They call you a white supremacist, whatever it is. And it's the most mindless, vacuous piece of garbage worldview out there. And that's how they're trying to cow stupid people in the United States. Fair?
Yeah, it's a fear tactic. And they did it to Nicholas Sandman, the Covington Catholic kid who dared to wear a MAGA hat in D.C. because he smiled at a Native American man who was beating a drum in his face. And they said it about Kyle Rittenhouse, who didn't kill any black people. He killed a child predator, a domestic abuser, and injured someone who tried to shoot him. All of these people were trying to kill him at the Antifa riots, and they called him a white supremacist because he defended himself. So not only are they trying to cow people into silence, but they're trying to actually criminalize people who use their right to self-defense.
Amber Athey is our guest right now. Snowflakes Revolt, that's the name of the book. So now where are you? I didn't mean to interrupt because I just didn't want to get ahead of ourselves. I put out this tweet earlier today, and I think it's emblematic of everything that you were about ready to talk about. Hillary Clinton, guilty, according to James Comey, of committing crimes, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. So Trump gets investigated. Biden, guilty of blackmailing a foreign government with congressionally approved money, but Trump gets impeached on allegedly doing the same thing. Biden, guilty of housing since 1974, stolen classified documents that he stole as senator and as vice president, yet Trump gets indicted. Go ahead.
Well, here's the difference. Jack Smith is not a reasonable prosecutor. Jack Smith has a history of weaponizing his position to take out Republicans. I mean, he was incredibly involved in the IRS Lois Lerner scandal, where they were targeting conservative nonprofit groups. He was involved in the political prosecution of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. That case was eventually overturned by the Supreme Court, and the list goes on. So it's not surprising that he would be involved in this political prosecution of Trump. And it's the same thing in New York with this case about Stormy Daniels, right? You have this accusation that Trump was fabricating business records, right, to hide this transaction to Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton apparently did the exact same thing to hide that her campaign was paying for the discredited Russian disinformation Steele dossier by writing it off as a legal expense. And that was somehow totally kosher, no big deal. That's what every campaign does. But with a couple $100,000 payment to a former porn star, all of a sudden it's criminal.
I'm right there with you. And I think that this is that the Democrats are, there's a Salcedo Show axiom. Democrats project qualities onto others that they themselves have in abundance. And I think that's what we're viewing, that if the Democrats are guilty of it and they have legal exposure, they just accuse Republicans of it and then use their power and their influence over the biased press to basically say, see, everybody does it, to keep themselves out of jail. The problem was Trump didn't play. And that's the reason why, you know, Mitch McConnell was willing to let it go. Paul Ryan was willing to let it go. All these other go along to get along Republicans. Yeah, that's just the way it is. Democrats break the law and we Republicans let it go. And Trump wasn't ready to play. So that's why he must be stopped. That seems to me, that's my read on what's happening here.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. He was unwilling to go along with business as usual. That was why they feared him so much in 2016. And not just on the legal stuff, but he was one of the first major political candidates who questioned the military-industrial complex, right? He was one of the first major candidates who rejected the idea that American troops should be left in Afghanistan for a aimless war that had not really achieved any success. He was one of the few who talked about the idea of bombing Syria or instituting regime change as a bad idea. And the establishment hated that because they're mostly warmongers who love to have their fingers involved in every pie across the global landscape and want this idea of a global system where America is in charge of everyone else's business. And Trump said no, because when you do that, you're sacrificing the lives of working class Americans who join the military because of a great love for their country. And that terrified them.
Yep. Yep. Amber Athey, our guest right now, folks, the Snowflakes Revolt, how woke millennials hijacked American media. I'm going to play a soundbite for you. This is Chris Christie. He was on Fox and Friends, which is, as you know, has gone never Trump. Here is Steve Doocy claiming that Chris Christie is trying to save the Republican Party vis-a-vis defeating Donald Trump. Listen.
But it sounds like you're trying to save the Republican Party.
Oh, you can't hear that. Well, all right, sorry, you can't, because of the setup we have this morning. Basically, Steve Ducey says, you're trying to save the Republican Party, and Chris Christie says, well, yes, we've been losing since over the last, 7 years, he says, because of Trump. That's the implication. Do you buy that?
No, I don't buy that. I mean, even just a casual observer can tell you that the last midterm election was a failure, not by Trump, but by the Republican establishment, wherein they completely overestimated the hatred in the country for the Biden agenda and thought that that would be enough to win the midterms as opposed to actually putting forth a compelling vision for the country. I mean, the RNC put more field staff in states that were deep red than they did in swing states where they had completely flippable seats. So, I mean, this was not obviously anything connected to Trump in terms of the midterm failure.
Well, so let me get this straight. So having Mitch McConnell support Liz Cheney, who was campaigning for Democrats, I mean, that might have impacted Republican enthusiasm. Having Lisa Murkowski saying she was voting for Democrats, that could have impacted Republican enthusiasm and maybe led to some the non-materialization of the red wave. Oh, maybe Chris Christie and Steve Ducey need to expand their worldview a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of baby brain stuff, right? It's exactly the narrative that the mainstream media wanted people to believe, which is that Trump is the fault of every losing race, but deserves credit for every winning race. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yep.
and these people obviously learned nothing from 2016. I mean, the crowded field then basically just became a playground for Trump. So Chris Christie is kind of on a kamikaze mission. He thinks he's going to sacrifice himself for the good of the party or whatever self-righteous nonsense he's come up with in his mind. But he is going to sacrifice himself for nothing because he still hasn't put forth a compelling vision or compelling alternative to Trump.
Yep.
Because it turns out that the American people agree with Trump on the policies.
Yeah, turns out. And you know what? You know, Chris Christie has a lot of himself to spare to sacrifice. So let's just let's not overlook that.
Yeah, he can take the blows.
yes, he can. Instagram. Let me just. This is the Democrats have this mindset that they're trying to normalize intimate relations between adults and children. They're doing it through literature and GovEd, through their control of GovEd. The minor attracted persons movement is a Democrat left-wing movement. All the supporters of the Democrat Party are in that movement. Not all of them, I should say. Those who support that kind of thing are part of the Democrat Party. And then you got Instagram. This is basically a pedophile app run by Zuckerberg, you know, the man responsible for the Zuckerbucks in the last election, tilting that election through these illegitimate drop boxes. Stanford University and the University of Massachusetts Amherst telling the Wall Street Journal that Instagram's recommendation algorithms, they actually linked together and promoted these vast pedophile networks that advertise the sale of illicit child sex material on the platform. Even meetups with children. This is frightening, but Democrats, nothing to see here.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that you would have been called a conspiracy theorist for saying just a couple of years ago, but it turned out to be entirely accurate. Social media is a breeding ground for these pedophiles, and they're coming after your kids. And it's exactly why a lot of Republicans are supporting age restrictions on social media, as well as greater regulation of big tech, because clearly they've been unable to moderate themselves in a way that is for the good of the American people. And it's absolutely despicable. It's disgusting. And I think there's a couple of things going on here. I think not only is this the Democrats wanting to be on the good side of big tech so that they can use their platforms to censor conservatives so they don't talk about all of this filth that's being proliferated, but you also have an elite group of Americans that is caught up in the Epstein scandal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if they continue talking too much about pedophilia and this so-called minor attracted persons phenomenon, they risk themselves getting caught up in the torch-bearing mob, which would be justified in this case, by the way.
Right. And you know what? You see Instagram here. By the way, they've admitted that this is going on and we're quote-unquote working on it. What do you mean? You've been shutting down, quote unquote, misinformation, which is not misinformation. All those so-called misinformation tidbits ended up being true. But you've been doing that, no problem. But you couldn't crack down on pedophiles. So it seems to me that that the folks who run Instagram, left-wingers, are every bit as guilty as the left-wingers who run GovEd at trying to implement this trash and poison young minds. Last thing, CNN. CNN fires Chris Licht. Now, Chris Licht, and I said this on the air on Newsmax, I said I appreciated what he tried to do over at CNN. He tried to bring news back to CNN, and they fired him for it. What's your take?
I sort of agree with you. I think that he had the right goal in mind, but I think he was kind of an idiot in how he tried to implement it. That's the truth that I see. I mean, let's be honest. This guy created a morning show out of Don Lemon, who is a race-baiting, self-righteous, dumbest man on television, right? And he put him alongside Poppy Harlow, who has zero personality, and Caitlin Collins, who will change her opinions based on who pays her more money. That's not how you make a morning show. You make a morning show by putting good personalities together, people who have a light touch on the news and are willing to entertain. These three were a clown show. And of course, you have these people who are really obsessed with themselves fighting behind the scenes. Chris Licht, according to this latest profile, I showed up one morning and saw Don Lemon wearing a fur jacket on air and wondered what the heck was going on. So I think he had the right goal in mind, but he didn't understand how to achieve it and clearly did not have the experience necessary to be able to actually clean house at CNN, get rid of all of the left-wing activists who are posing as journalists, and turn it back into a news organization.
Full disclosure, I never had the opportunity. I've not watched 1 minute of that new morning show when he put it together. So I didn't have a point of reference. I had never been so analytical about it as you were. But that's why I have you on, because, you know, you have your eyes on a lot of things that I just don't. Amber Athey, everybody. The Snowflakes Revolt, How Woke Millennials Hijacked American Media. And I knew, because of the title of your book, that you would have some insight on what happened over at CNN. Lady, always appreciate the visit.
Thanks, Chris.
That puts a wrap on the week and this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites for me, if you will. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com is where you find big news that is big in Texas, and it's so big in Texas, it's going to impact the other states. I guarantee it. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. When you're there, you can find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, simulcast with TNT Radio and Rumble and Getter Chats, and it's going to be expanding very, very soon. We'll make an announcement as soon as we can on that. And also, find us on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
So you didn't think your night was going to turn out like this, did you? You thought, one more drink, one more shot, I mean, I'll be fine. But nope, you're in the backseat of a cop car now. Get out of jail fast. Call Rebel Bail Bonds. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Licensed in Collin County and Dallas County, including Frisco, Plano, Allen, and Richardson. Rebel Bail Bonds, helping everyone exercise their right to bail. Remember, don't wait. Call Rebel Bail Bonds. For more info, visit rebelbailbond.com. So you didn't think your night was going to turn out like this, did you? You thought, one more drink, one more shot, I mean, I'll be fine. But nope, you're in the backseat of a cop car now. Get out of jail fast. Call Rebel Bail Bonds. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Licensed in Collin County and Dallas County, including Frisco, Plano, Allen, and Richardson. Rebel Bail Bonds, helping everyone exercise their right to bail. Remember, don't wait. Call Rebel Bail Bonds. For more info, visit rebelbailbond.com.